Before performing wudu, there are some conditions that must be fulfilled. These are called the muqaddamat, or preconditions of wudu, and are as follows. Number 1. Mubah water. Water that belongs to someone else cannot be used for wudu if we know the owner will not like it, unless we first ask for his or her permission. Besides the water and place, everything else related to wudu, such as the bottle of water, the source from where the water is taken, must also be mubah and have permission to use. Second, the water used for wudu must be tahir and mutlaq, or pure water. Wudu with najis water or mudaf or mixed water is void. 3. Removal of obstacles on the body. Besides najasa, there should be nothing preventing water reaching the parts of the body that need to be washed or wiped in wudu, such as paint, dirt, oil, nail polish, etc. All such things have to be removed before wudu. The method of performing wudu: a correct niyyah, or intention of seeking closeness to God, must be made even if it is not said out verbally. If wudu is not done with the intention of seeking closeness to Allah, qurbatan ilallah, such as if it is done to cool down from heat, to refresh oneself, then it is not valid. A person must do wudu by himself or herself, and not use someone else's help to wash their hands or face, etc., unless they are sick, injured, or handicapped and cannot do it by themselves. Wudu must be performed in a sequence. So you cannot, for example, wash the left arm before the right arm, or wipe the feet before the head. The whole of wudu must be done continuously without interruption. This means, if a person is washing his arms and then answers the phone or starts playing games, then returns to their wudu, then their wudu is void and must be repeated. The top of the head and the top of the feet where wiping is to be done must be dry before starting wudu. If they are wet, the wiping will be void and therefore the wudu will be void. Things that invalidate wudu. Number 1. Using the toilet. Passing urine or stool breaks wudu. Number 2. Passing gas. If you had or done wudu and then you pass gas, you will have to do wudu again before you can pray again. 3. Falling asleep. This also breaks your wudu. Even if you take a short nap or doze off for a few minutes, your wudu is broken. 4. Unconsciousness, such as fainting. If a person faints for any reason, they must do wudu again before they can pray salah. Other examples such as janaba and irregular discharges will be dealt with in future lessons. When is wudu wajib? Some examples are: before praying any wajib salah except for salat of the dead. 2. Before touching the Arabic script of the Holy Quran. 3. Before touching the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any language. 4. For the wajib tawaf of the Kaaba. This is done during Hajj. When is wudu mustahab and recommended? 1. Before going to bed. Before reciting the Quran, even if you are not touching the writing. Before reciting du'as, and when you are angry.